This is the Jeanette and Jay John show on Asian Pop Radio. I am Jay John.
I am Jeanette.
And we have Robert in the studio.
How you doing?
Good stuff, Robert. Good to have you here. We are crossing to Singapore now to speak to Jay of Vivian's Verdict. How are you going, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's great here.
It's great to be speaking to you finally. Let's get to know you first, Jay. When did you pick up a guitar for the first time?
I cannot really remember. I think it was 11 or 12. Yeah, I actually got inspired by watching one of the really old school videos. I think it was Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. And he was like playing like blues and stuff like that. And yeah, and that got me inspired. And then, I don't know, I asked my dad to give me like, give me guitar lessons and stuff like that. And then like, he got me an acoustic guitar. And when the acoustic guitar came, and I was like, okay, that's not the one that I saw on TV, right? I mean, I saw like Jimmy Page, like, you know, you know, and stuff like that. I want that one. I don't want this one and stuff like that. So yeah, it's a bit of a love and hate kind of relationship with the guitar. Yeah.
Dads get things right sometimes, don't they? Sometimes.
Yeah.
Are there any other musical instruments that you are fond of, or, you know, that you can play?
I play the piano. Yeah, that's for sure. Like every Asian kid in Singapore.
We all played piano in our childhood.
Yes. That's a prerequisite, right? but yeah, I tried playing the drums because, like, you know, I think hitting things would be cool. But yeah, besides that, like, I don't know, like musical instruments, like, but I DJ as well.
Ooh.
You know, when I can.
I wasn't aware of that. Where do you DJ? Do you like do that privately, or you know you're doing that at the club?
I do that in a club in Singapore, but not anything like resident or something like that. But like I produce electronically too. So yeah, that's another project other than Vivian's Verdict.
Fantastic. You got your finger in a few pies there, Jay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did say pies.
Thank you.
Settle down. The music scene in Singapore seems pretty tight-knit. Is there a lot of support for each other?
Yeah, there is like support from the government sector, like maybe Noise Singapore. There's a lot of up-and-coming artists. They want to, like, you know, have a lob search or something like that in the local scene, and then they don't know where to reach out to. So there's platforms like Noise Singapore, schools like Thunder Rock, band in Singapore. Yeah, we try to, like, have a community going here. So, yeah, we try to help out each other. We are not genre-bound. We do out for, you know, to support other people's gigs. Yeah, whenever we can. Yeah.
Right. So who are some of the other musicians that you can rely on for some support or advice? Is there anyone in particular that you can kind of look up to, like a mentor? Or
first and foremost, Simon Yong. Simon Yong Band. Simon Yong has been playing in the industry for a really, really long time. He's a good friend of mine too. If I'm stuck somewhere or roadblock, thinking of something, you know, couldn't get past anything, I'll actually look out or reach out to him and ask for advice. Where should I go? Am I doing it the right way? I kind of like need this portion moving along and I'm stuck here. What am I going to do? He gives really very, very good constructive advice. Other than that, there's also like a Thunder Rock school. Thunder Rock school, that's like Martin from Caracal. If not, like Ben, like friends, like guys from Gilded Age, Box Child, they're all cool guys. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, it sounds, I would say in a word, pleasant. If anything goes wrong and we want to, you know, be critiquing each other, we just pull each other's hair on Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah.
Jeanette.
Are there any global musicians you look up to?
Oh, wow. There's a lot, like really, there's a lot of up and coming ones. I don't know. There's so many in my head right now. but the ones all the way from before, like we get influenced by, say, Pull Up For My Valentine.
Ooh.
And then all the way to like Bring Me The Horizon Now, Protest The Hero, or the Something Heavier stuff and everything like that. I really look up to their direction. And of course, like dubstep artist and producer Skrillex, right? He's got like post-hardcore like background, all the way he moved up to electronic scene. That's like Daft Punk. Yeah, I look up to all those guys and then where their directions are going. And then they don't really follow the trend.
Yeah.
We have to keep up with them because create the trend. So yeah,
great.
Those are the guys that I really look up to. Hey, this is Jay from Vivian's Verdict, and you're listening to Asian Pop Radio. Support us and support our music. Check out viviansverdict.com.
We're speaking to Jay of Vivian's Verdict on Asian Pop Radio, Jeanette and Jay John's show. Now onto Vivian's Verdict specifically. Is it true that the group started with a focus on covers back in 2009?
Yes, definitely. Everyone starts off like playing covers. the Blink 182 and then the Green Day and everything like that. But for Vivian's Verdict, we cover like more rock kind of stuff, like The Killers, Our Lady Peace kind of stuff. And then slowly after playing covers and having covers, and then we got kind of like bored of other people's songs. And then we've got a strong message to actually, tell the world and stuff like that. We have got like our own inspirations to write, and you know, we perceive rock music by our own. So the only natural thing is we got together and like, hey man, let's form an original band. And yeah, that's how Vivian's Verdict came about.
Nice.
Where did the name Vivian's Verdict come from?
Vivian is my ex-drummer's ex-girlfriend.
Oh. Right.
right. Okay. This is a very interesting story. So what happened was like Vivian was telling, they were going through a tough time, and then she wants to break up with him. Our ex-drummer came up to us and then he was like, hey man, Vivian's Verdict is like to break up with me. And I was like, hey, Vivian's Verdict is such a cool name, man. We are going to love that name.
Wow.
but I mean, like, no insult or anything like that. It was like we were playing under another name, and then down the road, and then like because our ex-drummer have to go to where's that? New York.
Right.
To work, right? Yeah, and then like along we wanted a new name, and then like we thought like Vivian's Verdict have a good ring to it.
Yeah.
Something distinctive and stuff like that. So we just incorporate the name.
Yeah, so it's got a ring to it. You've stuck to it. It's kind of like Asian Pop Radio, where we interview pretty much everyone that has nothing to do with or loosely something to do with Asian Pop. But, we've become a bit more diverse than that over the years.
Diversity is out
there. Right.
You've recently had a bit of a lineup change. So that's quite funny, even like, you know, given that the lineup change and the name from the former drummer and everything. But yeah, how has the lineup changed in recent times?
Right, Vivian's Verdict is actually a 5-piece band, and then along the way our vocalist Desmond became a father, right? And then he kind of like need to take care of his family. He's got other commitments and stuff like that, and then the only natural thing to do is actually let him focus on his family and also his future endeavors. So that's for Desmond. And our second drummer, Kenneth, he is pursuing studies. So yeah, of course, engineering and calculus and everything like that. And then so we have to like, okay, he has to go. Everything happened like last year, 2016. So while we are still doing music and we really love doing music, so along the way, we just like happened to talk to people and stuff like that. And then from the old Vivian's Verdict, we were just like playing maybe, I would like say like hard rock.
Yeah.
And then like we wanted to go something heavier. We've got a third guitarist. He's playing a 7-string and everything like that. And then like, okay, we have a specific sound that we want to go to. So we got, the third guitarist, and then a new drummer, and also a female vocalist.
Great.
Initially, we wanted a guy vocalist, but then in the end, like after jamming, trying out, and then like we have like Kerr and I.
Yeah, you were used to one particular thing, and then she came along, and you saw it was a bit different, and it made sense. You saw the light.
Yeah, her vibe and everything like totally push it, and we are like, okay, you know what? We are not searching for anyone. Let's tune up. Fair. Let's tune everything up.
All right, Jay, we're running out of time, so I'm gonna jump forward to ask you about your new release, Hurricane. What's the story behind the song?
Well, Hurricane is, how do I say, pushing forward boundaries and everything like that, and also like trying so hard. You have got like an inner self, you know, and then you want to get out to something. I guess there's a lot of like interpretations of the song, but ours is like that, you know, just to like break free and then like moving forward. But to other people, when they listen to lyrics, it's something else. So yeah, we'll let people like interpret it by themselves.
Fantastic. And given the new release, a new lineup, a new year, do you feel optimistic about what's happening for 2017?
Definitely. We are looking to like play more shows, maybe reach out to international shows. Well, for instance, with Asian Pop Radio.
Hey.
So, yeah.
You're welcome. Jay, what advice do you think you can give to up and coming musicians?
Well, if you have a dream, like, you know what, like, my it might sound cliche, but if you don't put yourself out there, if you don't try, you will never get anywhere. I wouldn't say like we are anywhere right now, but at least we're trying.
Ah, you're somewhere.
Trying to get out there, trying to reach out. Thank you. Yeah. But the thing is, like, you have to go work hard.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Just keep going. You'll get there. Yeah.
I have to say that the quality of some of those videos that you've been putting up and the performances are really quite amazing and quite enjoyable. Like, when I started to get to know your group and what you've been doing, I really just sat back and watched it and took it all in, and I could just, you know, keep watching it for an hour. So you've really got some good stuff there, and I think I'm expecting big things for 2017. Thank you.
High expectations from Asian Pop Radio. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Now, Jay, finally, I'm going to ask you, because I do ask every Singaporean, because I love Singapore. I love the food there. Where's your favorite place to eat in Singapore?
My favorite place, I like to say, like, my favorite hangout is at River Valley Road. River Valley Road, there's this really very nice chicken rice.
Chicken rice is my favorite thing.
Too.
All right, we're all going down River Valley Road. Set.
Gonna buy 10 chicken and on rice.
Well, I'm vegetarian, so I'll eat the rice. So you can
I'll
eat the chicken.
Eat your share. That's totally fine. I'll have 20 plates to myself.
I did go to Malacca a couple years ago and eat chicken rice. I should not have done it, but I promised everyone I would try it. So maybe I just have to promise Jay I'll eat chicken rice when I go to Singapore. Finally, Jay, how can we follow Vivian's Verdict and support you guys on social media or iTunes?
Well, you can search up Vivian's Verdict on Facebook and on Instagram. If not, everything else is on iTunes and Spotify. Just search up Vivian's Verdict.
Excellent. Jay, thanks for joining us today on the show.
Thank you for having me.